The following is an exclusive sports presentation of Extra Sports 1300.
Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
Southern Colorado, it's time for your live and local sports talk show.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
Drive Time Sports, presented by Tilted Kilt Pub and Eatery, your sports action hub with over 54 TVs so you don't miss out on the action, located at Woodman and I-25. The only place to hear talk about your teams.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh man, I hate those guys.
Here are your hosts, Ryan Kaufman and Chris Braden, with the godfather of Colorado Springs Sports Radio, Wheels.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show on a Wednesday afternoon. Ryan and Chris with you in studio. Our time ever so short today as we lead you into a doubleheader of Sky Sox baseball. Weather and field conditions permitting.
Sky Sox baseball. It was beautiful yesterday.
You know, two things I don't hear enough in my life.
What?
Sky Sox theme song, Switchbacks theme song. I need
them. Switchbacks. Attack, 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 attack.
Oh, okay. We can't fool around like this. We only have 30 minutes. All right.
Colorado Springs, what's going on? Jim Rome here. Catch me in the jungle weekdays 10 to 1 on Extra Sports 1300.
Drive Time Sports here on Extra Sports 1300. Ryan and Chris with you in studio, and it is now time for a tradition unlike any other. I use it for all of them. I don't care.
I know. I think it's fine.
Okay.
I think it's fine.
We are doing our PGA Championship draft. By the way, programming note, PGA Championship updates throughout the day starting tomorrow and running all the way through the weekend. We will also be having a nightly program called PGA Championship Tonight from Westwood One that will air at 10 in the p.m. If you'd like to tune into that, you get all the highlights from the day, analysis, and then preview of the day to come. So if you are a golf fan, we got you covered for the PGA Championship right here on Extra Sports 1300. So, again, quickly reiterating, Wheels, Chris, and I do our own draft. We draft foursomes. We give you insight. We give you a little bit of entertainment. What you do is you hit us up on the text line, 286-0046. We also have a thing up on Twitter, at Extra Sports 1300, if you would like to chime in there. But let us know which golfer you would like to pick in the draft, who you think will finish the best. If you've picked one that's already been picked, right, we will politely let you know to pick somebody else, you moron. And then, and then the highest finishing one of you listeners is going to receive 2 gallery passes to the 2018 U.S. Senior Open held right in our own backyard at the Broadmoor. So, sound good? Did I miss anything?
No.
Okay, cool. So we already got 2 pick. You need to let's do our first round, and then I'll get to the listeners here.
Okay.
So we're going in reverse order from where we finished in the British Open. So you're first, Chris. Then Wheels. Then me.
So and because I think Jordan Spieth takes too long to putt, I am gonna take Rory McIlroy.
Don't put a qualifier on it.
That's
Don't
why.
Be a jerk.
That's why. It's so why. So.
Okay. So
I get my favorite guy to watch play. Yes.
You're writing all this down. Cool.
Yes. I got
okay.
it.
Cool beans.
My computer just died, by the way.
That's okay. We'll power through.
Okay.
Okay. So you go with Rory.
Yes.
Wheels has the second pick. Now, Wheels is not with us.
No.
He is texting in, which I think should be an acceptable way to draft. Maybe the NHL draft or something can do that, since nobody really watches that anyway.
Right.
Wheels has texted in. The pick is in.
Yes, the pick is in. Yep.
Okay, so who is Wheels' second pick?
Lefty. Oh, his second pick.
No, who is the
Lefty.
Second pick? Okay.
Phil. Yes. Which Phil. I wanted to get Phil in my team.
Okay, and now you can't.
No.
So that brings it to me. And
yes.
My debate, my inner struggle was, do I go with the Grand Slam, the career Grand Slam, or the guy that's hell-bent on stopping Spieth from getting the career Grand Slam?
Right.
And you made my job easy for me because you picked Rory. You picked the latter.
Yes.
So I, of course, will take Jordan Spieth with my first pick.
I can't believe he was the third pick. That's crazy.
It's a little bit of a surprise.
It is a surprise.
Is Phil Mickelson the Darko Milicic of this draft?
Yes.
Okay.
I guess he could never be Darko.
Never?
Because he was awesome out of the gate.
Darko? Darko never played.
Jordan Spieth.
Oh, Jordan Spieth.
Tiger Woods may be Darko-ish right now.
We are on two different wavelengths.
I know. I'm
all right,
looking at
so
this
we're gonna go
computer.
Halfway. We're going to go halfway through.
Okay.
Because then we got to go a break. Mm-hmm. 30 teams in 30 days. 25 teams in 25 days.
Next.
Coming up next with the Peyton Panthers. Not only will their coach Richard Deems join us, but also a couple of their star players. We'll go halfway through the draft. We'll do 25 teams, 25 days. We'll do shot of the day, and then if there is time, then we will get the second half in here.
Okay,
that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay.
So number two, since you guys left them for me, the guy I'm rooting for all the time to win a major, Ricky Fowler. This might be the one. Ricky Fowler.
Ricky.
My number two pick. Wheels, his pick is in as well.
Okay, go ahead.
Wheels, second pick for Wheels is Justin Rose. Justin Rose.
Okay.
Never mind. I was going to say something.
What?
I was going to say the only Euro pick, but I picked Rory number one.
Is this going to happen for me again?
Yeah, I think it's hysterical. I hope you do it.
I will take Mr. Paulina Gretzky, Dustin Johnson.
Okay, fine.
I have Spieth and DJ on the same team. You know that those were my first two picks in the British Open, and how did I do?
You did pretty good. Rory, I wanted Rory, but Wheels took Ricky off of me on the British Open, but I got them both this time.
Fair enough.
So anyway, okay. So first two picks of each guy. Chris has Rory and Ricky. Wheels has Lefty and Justin Rose, and Ryan has Mr. Slow Putter, Jordan Spieth, and Mr. Gretzky.
You're going to be calling him Mr. Career Grand Slam here in a minute. All right.
Sure.
So let's get to the listeners before we take a break. Our first pick was Lance. Lance came on and took Sergio.
Okay.
Are you keeping track of these two?
No, but I will.
Lance. Okay. With Sergio with the first pick. Then Aaron came in with DJ.
Okay.
Then another Aaron came in with Hideki Matsuyama.
I'm not sure I can spell that.
Doesn't matter. A-A-R-O-N?
Yeah. I got that.
Bill came in with Spieth. Okay.
Jordan. Okay.
Paul has Ricky.
Good pick, Paul.
Frankie has Jason Day. Craig is in with Rory.
Okay. Oh, he went late in our draft and those guys' draft. All right, so we got Lance with Sergio, Aaron DJ, another Aaron at Hideki, Bill Jordan, Paul has Ricky, and Frankie has Rory.
And Andrew is coming in with Justin Rose.
Is that the Andrew we may know?
No.
Okay.
On the air at 1300 on your AM dial, on your mobile devices with the Extra Sports app. This is Extra Sports 1300.
Our 25 teams in 25 days series takes us east on Highway 24 to Peyton. Last season, the Panthers ran the table in the regular season but had their season end in the 1A state quarterfinals. They're looking to take at least a couple of steps further this season. Joining us now is the head coach of the Panthers, Richard Deems, entering his fourth season at the helm, along with senior Mitchell Schwartz and junior Nate McClarty. Fellas, how are all of you today?
Great. Doing good.
Coach, let's start with you. When you took over this program in 2014, you guys won three games. Now, 2 years later, you go perfect through the regular season. You win a playoff game. What do you attribute to the turnaround in such a quick time?
A dedicated community. We really have the support of the community out here and a ton of hard work. The kids put in work over the last 4 years. These kids have been going hard. I mean, off season, we don't really give them a break. They're always in the weight room. Really, it was just a culmination of hard work that these guys have put in.
Mm. And it takes buy-in into a philosophy, right, to make this happen. It's about putting in the work, but it's about believing that the work you're putting in is ultimately going to pay off. When we talk about a team coached by Richard Deems, what's the philosophy? What are the ideals that you'd like to instill into your players?
One of the things that we've kind of come to believe in here at Peyton is playing a game for 48 minutes. That's something that we pride ourselves in, and no matter what, while we're out there, we're going to go 100% on every play, on every snap, until the final buzzer. So that's something important that we instill in our athletes.
Mm. Mitchell, you were a freshman when Coach Deems took over in his first year. When you think back on the last few years, how crazy or how gratifying has this been, being a guy that has come in at the beginning of this turnaround like you did?
You know, I've really seen the team come a long way than I was then when I was a freshman. Mm-hmm. You know, I've seen all the players have really stepped up into their roles. The players are still here, like in my class, and it's just been really nice seeing the program grow as it is.
And, Coach, Mitchell is really kind of a microcosm of the entire team, right? He comes in, and the growth of Mitchell himself has been almost exponential, and that's the same goes for the entire team. So would you say that Mitchell is a good example of exactly how this program has turned around in such a short period of time?
Absolutely. Not only that, he's a huge part of the reason we turned around. You know, as a freshman, we saw Mitchell had a ton of potential, but he kept battling injuries. He broke his foot, and then he broke his wrist that year. You know, he didn't really get to play a ton of football until halfway through his sophomore season. And then you turn around last year, his first real full season, and he leads 1A in sacks, and he's, defensive lineman of the year for our league. So he's a real special piece.
Nate, I want to bring you and Nate McClarty from Peyton. How long did it take you guys to get over the loss to Bennett?
Not over the loss. Yeah. You know, we're coming back this year with that drilled in our mind. You know, like this summer, Gatorade came out with a commercial about losing and then coming back with full rage. Like, that's how we're coming into our season. We're coming in hard, not taking any doubts about losing. We're coming for everyone.
Well, I haven't gotten over you guys beating my alma mater in the first round of the playoffs, so we're even there that I haven't gotten over that either. Nate, your defense leading up to the Bennett game had allowed about 8 points a game. You guys were so good. Yes, part of high school is you lose guys, right, and you're losing your leading tackler. But when you look at the guys that are coming back, including yourself, including Mitchell, do you think that this defense has the potential to be as good as the one that we saw last year?
Yeah, I think it has all the potential. you know, we lost Wyatt, which was the main factor, and Tyler, he was one of our biggest guys, and he was like a wrecking ball. But, you know, we have, I would say we're stacked on both sides of our defense, and the only place they're really going to have to go is up the middle, which I think is going to be hard anyway. I feel like we're going to still be a wrecking ball on that side of the ball.
Mitchell, do you see yourself as the leader of the defense?
No, one guy can't lead a defense. I think it's all 11 guys on the field that do the job. Even if I'm doing good, if the other 10 aren't, then we're not going to go anywhere.
Speaking with Peyton head coach Richard Deems, as well as defensive standouts Nate McLarty and Mitchell Schwartz here on Drive Time Sports, 25 teams in 25 days. On the offensive side, Coach, how much better of a quarterback can Trevor Walker be this season?
Trevor's growth has been phenomenal. Last year was the first year he ever played the position. A little bit reluctant to play the position at first. You know, kid has great hands. He's a great athlete. He really didn't want to take the helm and be in control of the offense. But as a junior now, a whole year under his belt as a starting quarterback and having some success, I think he's really grown into the role. He's a lot more confident. His reads are so much faster. The kid's going to be special over the next 2 years.
I know you don't change who you are as a philosophy, but as he gets more comfortable with the position and improves, you know, throwing the football, do you believe that while maybe it's still going to be the bread and butter is on the ground for you guys, do you think that you have enough in the passing game to maybe keep teams off balance a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. We got our senior receiver coming back, Charlie Sparks. I think he had 5 touchdowns last season, and he looks head and shoulders better than he was last year, and he was pretty good last year. We're going to be dangerous in running the ball and throwing the ball.
You look at the rest of your league, and having a starting quarterback returning is not a luxury that everyone in your league has. That being said, nearly every team in your league is returning key players from the previous league. Coach, when you look at your league, how difficult will it be to once again be at the top of the standings when the season is over?
It's going to be very difficult. We have a tough league. I think one of the toughest leagues in the whole state. And we have a huge target on our back. You know, we're not going to sneak up on anybody. Everybody's head hunting for us, and they want to take down the champ. So I think it's going to be very difficult.
This is a question both for you, Nate, and for you, Mitchell. How does your mindset as players change now that you are the hunted as opposed to the hunter, if you will?
I say come get it then.
Nice. That's a good note to end on. Richard Deems, Nate McLarty, Mitchell Schwartz, thank you so much for the time. You guys get going August 25th at home against Trinidad. It'll be a lot of fun to watch you guys this season. We, again, appreciate your time. Take it easy if you run into linemen this year, and best of luck. Hopefully we'll be able to talk again soon.
Cool. Thank you, man.
Members of the Peyton Panthers joining us here, 25 teams in 25 days. Nate McLarty, Mitchell Schwartz, and, of course, the head coach, Richard Deems, joining us here on Drive Time Sports.
Sports. You love it. We love it. Even my ex-wife loves it. Which is shocking because it shows her cold black heart is capable of loving something other than herself. Extra Sports 1300.
This ball well hit deep right center field. Did Blackman click another? You bet! Rockies take a 3-2 lead. On the 27th home run for Charlie Blackman.
Rockies television on the call. That is our Magnum Shooting Center shot of the day. If you can recall who hit that home run just literally hour or two ago, and text their name as well as yours to 286-0046, a Magnum Shooting Center certificate for either a free concealed carry class or youth safety course will be yours. It's all a part of Magnum Summer of Safe Shooting, And for more information, you can log on to extrasports1300.com.
Yes.
And right off the bat, let's get back into our PGA Championship draft. Quickly, we had some listeners, so let's – you added those already,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I have
I told
them.
You.
Yes.
So quickly –
go over them all. So
the newest ones, the newest ones.
Okay,
because
so
we have,
Andrew has Justin Rose,
right.
TJ got Henrik Stenson, mm-hmm. and Gary got Matt Kuchar.
Okay, if you would like to participate in our PGA Championship draft, all you need to do is text a golfer's name. At this point, maybe two or three, give us some options because there's been a lot of guys already taken. 286-0046, text them in, and if your golfer finishes the highest of any of the golfers chosen at the PGA Championship this weekend, you
yeah.
will win two gallery passes to the 2018 U.S. Senior Open held right here in Colorado Springs at the Broadmoor. So we have very little time. We are halfway through ours.
Mm-hmm.
Recap ours so far.
So anyway, I have Rory and Ricky.
Mm-hmm.
Wheels has Lefty, Justin Rose,
mm-hmm.
and you have Jordan Spieth and DJ.
Okay.
And
I've
get...
already clinched a victory,
yeah,
but
whatever.
Please.
First pick in the third round, Chris Braden takes Brooks Koepka.
Okay. You take Brooks Koepka.
Yes.
Okay.
Wheels' pick is in.
Uh-huh.
His second pick will be Jason Day. Jason Day.
All right.
Jason Day.
And I will go and take my old friend.
I know where you're going.
Johnny Rahm.
John Rahm.
Johnny Rahm.
Rahm.
The Rahmster. Rahma
John
Rahma.
Rahm. So we're in the last pick, right?
Rahma Rahma.
So these are just kind of like nostalgic picks, really. Because I like Duffner.
But they are important because all four of my golfers made it to the weekend at the British Open, and that's why I
true.
Won.
This is true.
Plus, I had the winner.
You did. Are you rubbing it in right now?
No, I'm just telling you how you win.
So, Justin Thompson or Sergio? I really like Sergio. I'm going to go last pick. First pick in the fourth round, Sergio Garcia. Garcia. I just need these guys all to make the be playing on the weekend, man. Mm-hmm. Wheels's pick is in.
Uh-huh.
Wheels will take Henrik Stenson. You are bringing up the rear, my friend.
Very unceremoniously, I will just take Justin Thomas.
Do you know what country is he from?
America.
He's hashtag America. I know. I was just kidding you. You said you acted like you weren't excited.
How do you spell that?
You had Matt Kuchar.
That's T-H-O.
M.
A-S.
Yes.
So there. All right. So that is that.
Want me to read them all off again?
Yeah,
my team
quickly, you got about 1 minute.
Oh, okay. Ryan, we'll go backwards to forwards. Jordan Spieth, Dustin Johnson, John Rahm, and Justin Thomas.
Uh-huh.
Wheels has Lefty, Justin Rose, Jason Day, Henrik Stenson. And the winning team for moi, Rory McIlroy, Ricky Fowler, Brooks Koepka, and the one and only Sergio
1300, all sports, all the time.
For me, it's pretty easy. I just want to be better than I was yesterday.
The NFL season is right around the corner.
I want the best guy for this football team.
And Denver's got a lot to figure out.
I feel way more comfortable out there with those guys.
This is Drive Time Sports training camp coverage presented by Tilted Kilt.
It's gonna be me.
Surprise! Welcome in. Hour number two. Chris and Ryan still with you here on Drive Time Sports.
This song should be Hi, 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 not Bye, 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 since we're still here. Can we just play this song for the whole thing? There you go.
You want to just let it breathe a little bit?
Dude, I know I'm going to lose man points, people. I love me some NSYNC.
I can do this dance.
Can you?
Yeah. And bye, 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 too.
I always tried to learn how to do Justin Timberlake's slide dance. Enough. You know the slide dance where he goes like in a circle? Way cooler than what Michael Jackson did. Justin Timberlake would love doing our golf draft. I should have called him.
Who? Justin?
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
Isn't that what I said?
Are you more of a Lance Bass guy? What does that mean?
He wants to be an astronaut. He's going to go to space. I almost choked.
There's four other guys in the band, and you go with that.
Well, I don't know the other names.
Yeah. JC, Chris.
Chazé.
Yeah, JC, Chazé.
Who's the guy that's the comedian Chris now? Kirkpatrick. He's like, don't forget to try Joey the veal. Fatone. Yeah, Joey.
Joey Fatone, by the way, due to be at Colorado Springs Comic Con.
Shut up.
August.
I am going to get his autograph.
August 25th through the 27th. We will be out there on the 25th hanging out, doing the show.
Do you think if I wear a t-shirt that says try the veal, he'll know that I watch Hannah Montana?
I don't know. That's interesting.
I might try it.
It's a unique social experiment that I think you should try.
I'm going to.
Sandy Clough, 104.3, the Fan of Denver.
The great Sandy Clough, they say.
He's been around.
He's not even 60. I thought he was older than that.
Oh, my gosh. You listen to him. He sounds like he's 80.
Anyway, yeah, I know.
He says, I got unnamed sources in Cincinnati that say Broncos love it to A.J.
I think his source could be Andy Dalton.
Could be. He's unnamed. We'll never know. So he says unnamed sources in Cincinnati say Broncos, they want A.J. McCarron and the backup quarterback, the backup to Andy Dalton, and they're going hard after him. Now, I went back into the annals of history, and yes, we had this discussion already because the Broncos were looking at McCarron last year.
Yes.
So apparently rekindled feelings. John Elway, though, quick to put the kibosh on it, called it fake news on Twitter, which is like totally hip and rad. And all
I think
that
someone
kind of
in
stuff.
The White House hijacked his Twitter.
Yeah, it must be. So John Elway says not true. Nikki Jabala from Denver Post says her source, which here's the thing.
You can't take the Broncos at their word at all on this.
Well, sure. But here's the thing. Even if you trusted them, don't discount Sandy Clough's unnamed sources with Nikki Jabala's.
That's the
stuff that I don't like.
I called the sports bar in Cincinnati, and they're like, no way, because AJ's going to beat out Andy. Boom, source.
Right. But
I'm calling a gas station in Cincinnati.
All I'm saying is, and I would prefer to believe that both of them are talking to legitimate sources.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just say both of them are legitimate sources. Okay. All right. Don't say that because Sandy Clough's sources are inconveniencing the all-powerful number 7 that his sources are poo-poo, and Nikki Jabala, who's the 8th member of the Denver Post Broncos staff, has, you know, gospel.
My dad lives
from
in
her
Cincinnati.
Sources.
No, you know what? And the sources could be, let's say the sources were the same, they could change their tune. Like, if this was like a real deal and it was possibly happening, they didn't want it out in the press, maybe they talked to their people. Supposedly, it was a player that hasn't been out of there too long, very closely tied to the organization right now. Is
the Bengals?
Yes. That is the source.
The source is a former Bengals player.
That has close ties still today to the organization, supposedly.
Pac-Man.
Maybe.
All right. So that's my biggest thing. Okay.
I don't care who it is.
Don't discount
even if it's
one
like
person's
fake.
Unnamed source. Unnamed sources are unnamed sources,
right,
regardless of what side of the line they're on. So let's just.
And also, one thing
that.
I can say, I've listened to Sandy forever, and he doesn't just put stuff out there. That's not his MO. He's never done that. He's not a person making things up. In fact, he gets mad at people that do that.
Right.
So that's why it's
maybe,
like probable.
Maybe that's the problem with unnamed sources. Maybe
right.
they're yanking his chain.
Maybe
they have bad information.
Right.
You know, so you don't know. So that's the world. Adam Schefter and Adrian Wojnarowski work with unnamed sources.
Yes.
And they are both revered in our business.
Because they're normally right.
Right. That's all that matters is that you're right. Well, here's the thing. Unless the Broncos acquire A.J. McCarron, nobody's going to be right. And actually, Sandy Clough is going to look like the wrong one if they don't. You know what I mean? If they don't acquire
like
A.J. McCarron,
Benjamin Albright.
Then they'll be like, like Benjamin Albright. He reported that the Broncos called the Texans and asked if they wanted Peyton Manning.
Yeah, last
and
year.
And people freaked out. Ago. And that's what I don't like. The only thing
But that's
more,
part of the Broncos front office job. What do you want for AJ?
I get that.
Yeah.
Right.
Would you take Peyton?
Here's the issue. There are people that gauge interest that have no serious – like, I brought up this example.
Like every Nuggets trade.
This time of year – every baseball team is putting gigantic names out on the waiver wire because that's what they do this time of year in August. Mm-hmm. And then a team will put in a claim and then they'll say, oh, no, just checking. Just checking
Dipped
on the check.
Dipped our toe in the water there.
Right, exactly. So, and then we'll pull them back and no harm done. So we don't know what level this is being discussed. So let's just leave that part out of it. The football side of this, the idea of A.J. McCarron, to me, I don't see a guy who would beat out either of the guys that are currently
goodness.
In it.
Oh, without question, he would.
How?
Without question.
Based on what?
Familiarity
history?
with a professional offensive system. Go look at his games. I did it today. My computer's dead. I can't look up now. What he did in those games, he went 2-1, and the only game that he lost was to the Broncos late. Mm-hmm. He played very well. In fact, I think the only reason the Bengals are hesitant to trade him is because we don't know what Andy Dalton's going to do this year. You know what I mean?
That was the apprehension last year.
And I think that's
they're not totally – they're paying Andy Dalton like they believe in him, but they don't totally
– right.
believe in him.
Plus, if you look at the Cincinnati Bengals going back into history, they haven't had very many good quarterbacks. They've had Boomer, they had Otto Graham, they had like
I thought Otto Graham played for the Browns.
Didn't he play for the Bengals? Anyway, yes, you're right. I'm talking about Brown. I was watching something today. But they haven't had like good quarterback play.
Right.
And
exactly.
So,
Kitna, Akili Smith.
Right, exactly. So, I mean – and that's the reason that Belichick won't get rid of Garoppolo. Have you ever seen a quarterback play past 40? You got
to
have
We're
somebody.
About to.
I know. It's crazy. He'll probably win a Super Bowl. It's crazy. But yeah. I just think A.J. McCarron is a much better quarterback than either one of these guys. And he will always be better than Trevor Siemian. And Paxton Lynch, he's got the goods to be better than A.J. McCarron. Who knows? I think right now he would be the best option without question. And
Dave,
I think the Broncos believe that.
Dave is weighing in on the text line 286-0046. AJ would love it here.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said playoffs.
I agree.
That
you need a leader. I think if we're taking
the Broncos
the physical
right now.
Yeah.
Right now with Trevor, it doesn't matter. Pick one. Lynch
if
or
they
Siemian,
surprise me,
do
yes.
do they make the postseason? Right now, do you feel like the Broncos are making the postseason?
I would I'm nervous to say yes, only because I don't believe in either one of those quarterbacks taking them to the playoffs. I don't.
But that's my okay.
I have less
So yes
I have
or
less
no.
faith in Paxton than I do Trevor just because I know Trevor will just not turn it over. I'm going to say
yes. Or no. Okay.
I think the offense, in all, the offensive line, the running backs, everybody's good.
Okay,
better.
So
yes.
Okay, so you say they're a playoff team now. Yes. Why trade for A.J. McCarron and make things messier?
Because you can't win a Super Bowl.
Can you win a Super Bowl with A.J. McCarron?
Yeah.
What?
He won national championships.
At Alabama, that guy knows, which is notorious
to,
for not having
to know about
good quarterbacks.
Winning begets winning. And I don't like Alabama at all. Mm-hmm. That's a team that I can't stand. Ohio State's the other one. But there is no bones about it that Alabama puts out good products. Now, they put out crappy quarterbacks, but this might be an anomaly. I mean, the running back situation has been the same way in the
and,
NFL.
And a lot of people like him.
Yeah.
A lot of people like
He's
him.
Totally,
but I will concede that point, but I live in a post-Matt Flynn world, and I just say, but if you're a backup on an NFL roster and you're there for a reason, we're
but they drafted
that right
the guy that is the one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL right now, and he proved it right away. In Russell Wilson, that was just unlucky.
Yeah,
because he would have played. Who knows how good he would have been.
Few of you guys weighing in here on the text line 286-0046 when it comes to A.J. McCarron and whether he would actually provide an upgrade for the Denver Broncos. We got a text message. Winning in college does not always equal winning in the pros. And before you retort, I just want to bring up – I Googled it. Just this is not up to date. You can fill in the guys who have won the last few national championships, and you probably have one or two successful ones. But the list since the turn of the century in 2000, these are national championship winning quarterbacks.
Right.
Tell me how many of them have been successful in the NFL, and if that says anything about A.J. McCarron. Josh Heupel, Ken Dorsey, Craig Krenzel, Matt Mock, Matt Leinart, Vince Young,
yes.
Chris Leak, Matt Flynn, there he is again, Tim Tebow, Greg McElroy, Cam Newton, A.J. McCarron. Obviously, Tebow had success, and you know what? I don't give a crap how he did it. He was successful, okay?
Yeah.
Did he fizzle out a little bit? Yes. But the point is, even if you throw in Tebow – and you Cam, obviously, you get Flynn, Leak, Vince Young had very little success, a little bit at the beginning, and then it was all downhill. Matt Leinart was nothing. Matt Mock, I don't even think, made it to the start of an NFL season. Krenzel bounced around with the Bears a little bit. So, and we go through. So, to that texter's point.
Deshaun Watson this year.
And that might be one where we look at it, it's like Cam Newton.
I'm not saying just winning the national championship. I'm talking about
just consistent winning.
Mm-hmm. And I think the one thing that A.J. McCarron had at Alabama that the rest of the quarterbacks don't have, he was the clear leader on the offensive side of the ball. That's a fact.
Do you believe – so let me spin it this way to you, if I may. Do you think that what – he would bring in, A.J. McCarron would bring in, and that fits with something that the Broncos are lacking is leadership.
Yes. I think that a quarterback has to have a bit of swag to him. I think the quarterback has to be a leader. A lot of people have come out and said A.J. McCarron's not a nice guy, blah, blah, blah. Well, you go talk to some players, and they'll tell you Peyton Manning was the biggest bleep that they had ever met in their life.
Mm-hmm.
Because he had to have it his way. And I just think that neither Paxton Lynch or Trevor Siemian has that gene. It's 100% clear Trevor Siemian doesn't.
Well, and we
and that's
to
not
be
really
a little bit on your side. A little bit on your side when it comes to the leadership thing. We had this discussion the other day. I don't remember if it was the day you were out or we were, but we've discussed this quite a bit on and off the air.
Yeah.
The guy who is showing, there are two guys on the offense that are showing the most leadership of anybody, the most capacity to lead.
Uh-huh.
And they are Garrett Bowles and Menelik Watson.
Yes.
Now, there are other guys like Matt Paradis that I think is a leader in his own way.
He's a leader by example. He's not a rah-rah guy.
And you
got to have those guys too.
So, to your point, I do think that there is a little bit of a leadership void there. on the offensive side, that it's kind of the Wild West, whereas everyone on the other side of the football all lines up behind number 58.
Well, and that was proven out. They couldn't get a passing camp done. Like, Trevor Siemian didn't take it upon himself to go do it.
Right.
Neither did Paxton. Neither did Emmanuel, even said he was going to. DT's just not that guy. He's more of a Matt Paradis type of a leader, lead-by-example guy. And it's going to be one of the offensive linemen unless they get a quarterback in here. I heard Ronald Leary's a pretty vocal leader in practice.
Okay.
So it's the offensive line, which is fine, I guess.
Right.
Whatever. Which offensive lineman last year tried to, like, I think it was Russell Okung. It was Okung, and he got roasted. He was trying to have a meeting or something. Yeah, I'm going to have to go find out about that. But, yeah, he got roasted because you have to have a level of play along with the swag. So if A.J. McCarron came in here and didn't play well and was all vocal and stuff, that wouldn't play here either. So, I mean, I don't know. I just think that is, like, Trevor's too quiet. And I think Paxton is just inexperienced enough. I don't know if he has it in him, man. That, like, the word on the street is Paxton Lynch is not very bright. I guess that's the kindest way I can put it. I don't know if that's true or if it's untrue, but I got to tell you this. You give me something to read for, like, 2 years, I'm going to pretty much have it down. I mean, that's all. You give me three.
That's going to do it for the show. It looks like we have Bill Ryder, my doppelganger, coming up after the top of the hour, but we'll continue to keep you updated on the Sky Sox game and whether we'll get some baseball in tonight. We will talk to you tomorrow right here on Extra Sports 1300.